Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Oh, Paul is here. We got Paul. Paul G is here. Paul,
how
are you,
my friend?
How
you doing? Good.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So tell me, when we were there on New Year's Day, I kind of thought that they were all in on Tom Brady, is what I felt. And obviously, Tom Brady, I don't know if they communicated directly to Tom at the end of the year, but he wanted to retire, stay close to the East Coast. So when they moved on from Derek the last two games of the regular season, were their eyes on Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady at that time, Paul?
In terms of, you know, legally, no, they couldn't be. But you had the sense and the idea that was target number one. And, you know, because it checked a lot of boxes. You know, the Raiders wanted to make a big splash. They wanted somebody that fits the system, so to speak, because, you know, Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler have been given all the consistency or the job security in the world, so to speak. So if it's not so much about is somebody better, it's also then going to be about are they better in the system. So when Brady retired, then obviously the logical choice, next choice would have been Jimmy Garoppolo. And I know it's been a while since he's played the system, but he knows it. And if there's nothing else that we saw, especially in those last two games from Jared Stidham, was how much more comfortable he looked in the system, especially against the 49ers, than Derek did in 15 games. So that was kind of the template for it, and then you kind of go from there. So, yeah, it's fairly obvious that Tom Brady was target number one and Jimmy Garoppolo was target 1A, and you kind of go from there.
So, the talking point now is, did the Raiders really upgrade in going from Derek Carr to Jimmy Garoppolo? And I heard a discussion this morning. They're basically the same guy, which to me is so untrue on every level. First of all, as people, they're completely different human beings in how they handle the locker room, how they handle a huddle, just different. And Jimmy wins. Jimmy is 40-17 throughout his career and then 4-2 in the playoffs. You know, Derek got off to that 0-10 start his rookie year for Dennis Allen, Paul, as you remember, and wound up as a Raider 63-79. The completion percentage higher for Jimmy. Everybody makes the point that Derek throws the ball better deep down the field, but yards per attempt, Jimmy is at 8.3 in his career as a starter, and Derek at 7.1. So in your estimation, did the Raiders upgrade going from Derek Carr to Jimmy Garoppolo or no, Paul?
It depends upon the lens you're looking at, because if you're looking at it just, you know, comparing numbers here and there, I mean, you can always pull the card that Jimmy Garoppolo also had the benefit of playing with a top-tier elite defense supporting him, whereas Derek never really had that. Okay, take that out of the picture. Where I'm looking at it from is he a better fit within the system, because the system right here and now is what matters in the eyes of the owner, in the eyes of the staff. He's a better fit than Derek Carr was. And like I mentioned earlier with Jared Stidham, he was a better fit in the system than Derek Carr was in that first season. And as you know, Derek would always struggle in his first year in a new offense, in a new system. Jimmy, he's an upgrade in terms of he is a better fit in this system. You can argue all day long about who's a better quarterback, who's a better leader, whatever the case may be. He's coming into a situation where he's got a lot of weapons. They still have to address the offensive line, and they still have to fix the defense. And I'm sure you've heard that for years, too. It was always the case with the Raiders. So those are the things that are still overhanging. But in terms of being an upgrade, he is an upgrade in terms of being in the system. And, you know, you hate to say it this way because that's not why fans want to watch. But he also comes a little bit cheaper, too, in terms of the guaranteed money. He's going to get $34 million guaranteed over the next 3 years, 2 years, I believe. Derek would have been due $40 million over the next 2 years guaranteed money. So now there's $6 million more that you can address somewhere else, especially, hopefully, from the Raiders' perspective on the defense.
Paul Gaudier has been covering the Raiders for many, many years and now doing it for ESPN, joining us on Papa and Lund here on The Sports Leader. So the way the contract is structured, Paul, can they get out of this deal after 1 year, or is it at least a two-year deal?
To me, my understanding is it's a two-year deal, but, you know, this is funny money. Contracts are worked every single way. I mean, everything we heard last year about Derek's extension was that he was going to be a Raider for life, and Derek would rather retire than play for another team, and he would, quote-unquote, go down with the ship, which didn't sit well with a lot of people in the front office, which is really consists of, what, one person? So, yeah, contracts can be maneuvered any way. My understanding right here and now, though, before it's actually official, is that it is a two-year deal, but as we saw last year, there were a lot of outs with Derek Carr, too, so that wouldn't surprise me either.
You mentioned the owner and the whole irony, because obviously you covered the Raiders when they were in Oakland. When Jimmy Garoppolo came to the 49ers in 2017, went 5-0 that offseason, that end of the year, and then got the contract extension, John Gruden gets hired in the offseason to come back and coach the Raiders. There's always 49er envy when they were the Oakland Raiders. But I think at the height, it was with Jimmy Garoppolo. And it just strikes me so odd. And I know, you know, a lot of the people in the front office are gone, but the owner is not. So I know Josh and, you know, Dave Ziegler wanted to bring Jimmy in. How do you think this went over in the owner's suite with Mark to bring Jimmy Garoppolo from the 49ers to the Raiders, Paul?
Well, I think it checks that box. Again, it's a guy that makes a splash. Not as big a splash as Tom Brady, obviously, but it makes a splash to a degree. He's a veteran. He knows the system and, again, checks that box. And as you saw at Allegiant Stadium, it's a different vibe there than it was in Oakland. And if there's one thing that Mark Davis has shown, is that he's not afraid to go against the grain of what the perception is, right? The fact that he was all in on Tom Brady, who was, you know, the author or was at the flashpoint of the Raiders going downhill and the rise of the Patriots dynasty with the Tuck Rule game, and he was all in on that, that kind of to me shows that he's not afraid to go against that trend. Now, he still, you know, trumpets all the lines, commitment to excellence, just win, baby, things like that. But they haven't won for so long that he's willing to try different things. And as you well know, you know, when he was bringing Marcus Allen back into the fold, that upset a lot of people in the organization. When he interviewed Mike Shanahan, that upset a lot of people in the organization. So he's not afraid to go against buck the trend. But as he would also say, they still haven't won yet, and they need to do that. So they're trying a lot of different things here.
So when are they going to introduce Jimmy to the Vegas media? In the coming days, maybe tomorrow, Paul?
Yeah, in the coming days. I've been told to be on the lookout either tomorrow or Thursday, you know, with the weather, and they got to get Garoppolo's schedule intact to get him there too. So it's going to be real interesting to see how the Vegas media, and I use that with every irony I can possibly muster there, how they're going to react to him being in town now, too, because, I made this joke and everything I've written to it, that what's going to be higher for him in Sin City, his Q rating or his QBR? And then you just kind of figure it out.
He should fit in well in Vegas, don't you think?
I think so. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, you got to win. And we know that that's the bottom line in any industry, any business. You got to win. And the biggest challenge for me to him is who's going to be playing the right side of that offensive line, because they don't happen to be anybody signed really yet that sticks out as a starter there. Yeah, they've got, you know, Devontae and Darren Waller and Hunter Renfro and Josh Jacobs. He's got plenty of weapons. But I tweeted out kind of like a presumptive starting lineup on both sides of the ball, and the defense is like, oh, that doesn't look good. So they've got to really address that, or maybe that's where 10 of their 11 draft picks come on the defensive side of the ball. But they've got a lot of work to do.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, Devontae Adams had a curious message on social media yesterday. Initially, he kind of walked it back and, you know, let's get this, Jimmy. How do you interpret that? And what were the Raiders ever in play for Aaron Rodgers, Paul?
I believe there were talks, if not with Aaron Rodgers, but definitely in-house, that they were trying to weigh things. And I know that the Raiders, you know, as an organization, were interested in just kind of what the contract deals were a couple years ago, you know, just to see how he could potentially fit in there after John Gruden left. So it's, I wouldn't take a lot of stock in it. And yet that's what you do, right? Because of social media, as soon as a big signing happens or a trade or a move, you look to see what other players are saying. And Devontae's initial social media posts on that was like, what does this mean? But he was also kept in the loop all along for the quarterback search by Dave Ziegler, by Josh McDaniels too. And, you know, they said, you know, he's not going to pick the quarterback, but his input's going to be valued. So it wasn't a surprise. As he tried to clarify and walk it back, he said it wasn't so much that he was upset at the move as much as he was upset at everybody hitting him up, trying to get background information on it. So, and being around Devontae, he's interesting because in his press conferences and in just talking to him off to the side in the locker room, he's very thoughtful in what he says, except for when he's not. And when he's not, that's what gathers the most steam and gets a lot of attention there too. So I wouldn't take too much stock in it. Yeah. I do know that he was rooting for Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr was his guy. Now Jimmy Garoppolo's his guy.
It's interesting, you know, Aaron, they had kind of an awkward relationship, I thought, the last couple of years they were together. And certainly, you know, towards the end, the 49ers beat him in that snow game on that Saturday night. You go back a year ago at this time, they bring in Devontae, make the big trade, give him the huge contract. He thinks he's playing with Derek Carr. So how did he react when the Raiders benched Derek the last 2 years and essentially cut him off the roster, Paul?
Yeah, he wasn't happy at first. And then when he saw what Jarrett Stidham did against the 49ers and the way he took that big, massive hit and still delivered the ball when he rolled out down the left sideline and delivered that 60-plus-yard touchdown pass to Devontae, he became a believer in Jarrett Stidham at that point. So, and he won the locker room over that time. That's why, to me, it was kind of strange to see the Raiders just let him go. But it also was going to be hard for them to pay Jarrett Stidham and bring in a Jimmy Garoppolo and have to cut one of them too, right? So, again, it's just going to kind of be, I don't know if there is a history between the two of them, if any, but that's what they're going to have to work on. Not just the chemistry on the field, but to show him, hey, he's willing to take this hit. He's willing to stay in the pocket. He's willing to roll out and find his guy. And that's what Jarrett Stidham did in that game against the Niners when he really won that locker room over. And if there's nothing else that I've heard about Jimmy Garoppolo is that he definitely wins over locker rooms, and there's the unquestioned leader of a locker room. So you would know better than I with the Niners.
No, without a doubt.
That's kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people portray him as a poor leader because he doesn't communicate a lot. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Jimmy's just not a look-at-me guy. So how do you think just the leadership, and Derek says, I open the, you know, we're talking to you, they're different stylistic quarterbacks to me entirely, and they're different people. You know, Derek just proselytizes in the locker room at times. He has his faith, but it's hard to bring that in the locker room. Let's be honest about it. You know, back to that 2-0 start, you know, many years ago in that game in Washington when he lost the offensive line. How much of that was at play here where Derek no longer had the voice in the locker room, especially when he broke down and got really emotional about it, and he kind of called out some teammates for not working as hard as he and others did.
Well, that was kind of the breaking point in that locker room. And it's something that, you know, I haven't been able to report fully yet, but something definitely happened in that locker room after that loss to the Colts, because it was such an embarrassing loss because of who the Colts coach was that day and the kind of situation, and Matt Ryan was lighting him up. And yeah, something happened in that locker room where I'm not going to say Derek lost the locker room, but you know, with as emotional as he was at the podium, I think guys started kind of looking a little sideways at him. And again, that's not to say that he lost the locker room at all, but something changed that day the same way that something changed on the in the sidelines in Washington back in 2017. And as you know, things always kind of end badly. Otherwise, they don't end. And for Derek and the Raiders, it was simply just time. 9 years of this and the money that was coming up and with a new coaching staff and with the owner more invested in the coach than the quarterback, it was fairly obvious to put the pieces together and see how this was going to go.
Paul Gutierrez covers the Raiders and has for many, many years now, doing it expertly on ESPN. And, you know, we go back over time, and you've been covering the Raiders a long time. And Al liked to take former 49ers and bring them to the silver and black, Ted Kwolek, the tight end years ago, and Cedric Hardman, and obviously Jim Plunkett probably had the most success. Jim was a Niner very briefly, and then, you know, Ronnie Lott and Roger Craig, and it went on and on. Alden Smith in later years, it went on and on. But Jimmy is just different because he is polarizing, and I think he's symbolic of the kind of the East Bay, South Bay, West Bay turf war the Raiders and 49ers have had. And I'm not saying it was the driving force in the Raiders leaving the market, but I think it does symbolize the popularity of the 49ers when the Raiders were in town. So the owner obviously checked off on it, but just talking to Raider Nation, Paul, what's their reaction in Jimmy Garoppolo being a Raider?
It's kind of just acceptance. I mean, there's the ones that are the loudest on social media, and I realize Twitter is like the fingernail of like the real pulse of what's going on. There's a lot of anger out there. Not a lot of happy fans, at least not on my timeline, my feed. But the acceptance of it is the same thing. The people that kind of sit back and go, okay, if they're not going to get Aaron Rodgers, if they're not going to get Tom Brady, which a lot of fans were for and even more were probably against because of the history with the Tuck rule. You know, Garoppolo, it's the same thing. He is a better fit in this system than Derek was, simply put. And, you know, you talk about polarizing. Having covered this team in one way or another since 2005 and even being a kid that was a fan of them when they were in L.A., there's never been a more polarizing figure in Raider history than Derek Carr, because the fans either loved him or they loathed him, and there was nothing in between. So with Garoppolo coming in, it just symbolizes that fresh start. And, you know, with Jacoby Myers coming in and more Patriots on the way and more Patriots that were signed last year, there's this grudging acceptance that, okay, you know, you hate to say it, but and it's kind of, if you can't beat them, join them and try to join the 21st century, so to speak. And it's tough, I know, for a lot of the fans to accept it, but yet this is the hand they've been dealt. And when you look at the rest of the roster, it's okay, time to saddle up and go forward. But it's generating a lot of different responses, at least in my timeline.
Derek Carr, the most polarizing figure in your lifetime, even more than Jay Schrader? You got to go back to Jay Schrader for polarizing.
I would go back to Mark Wilson, yes.
Mark Wilson, Jay Schrader, either one. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, Todd Marinovich, Jamarcus. I think there's pretty much a consensus on where Jamarcus falls on the scale.
Yeah, that was all on one side. There was no polarizing there.
Exactly. No, I would, Greg, honestly, because of just the way that people loved him or loathed him, and there was very little in between. But Jay Schrader, it was. I can't really recall a lot of people that were, like, huge fans of Jay Schrader. I can't recall a lot of people that were fans of Mark Wilson. You know what I mean? I mean, Steve Berline was the popular guy when Jay Schrader was there. Plunk obviously was the guy that fans loved because he was winning Super Bowls back then. And that's the other cool connection to me is he joins Plunkett as not only former 49er turning into Raiders, but former Patriots turned 49ers turn Raiders.
Right. Jim is the number one overall pick in 71. Paul G., tell Amy I say hi. Thank you, my friend.
Will do. Talk to you soon.
Paul Gutierrez covering the Raiders from ESPN with a major change yesterday of Jimmy Garoppolo becoming a Las Vegas Raider.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.